begin, would you please turn to your compass number 404. 404.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now, very thankful for this time that you've blessed us with tonight to come together to look at another portion of your word and look directly in your inspired word for how we should go about our lives and make our decisions. And we pray that every decision we make, we think back to what you would want us to do and what best spreads your message through us and your light. And we pray that as we go through the rest of the time tonight that we're able to be holy here and put away the cares of the world. And we pray that you be with the speaker that's and their the thoughts that they put together for us, that and be with us in our hearts as we receive it. And we pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Good evening. It's good to be with everybody tonight, especially those visiting with us. I would not usually say that Facebook is your best source of sermon material, but sometimes you do find something in social media that bears repeating. And some of you may have seen this last few days. It was a little meme that said five things that Jesus did not say. You know, there's a lot more than five things that Jesus didn't say, but there were five things in particular that were picked out here in this meme that Jesus didn't say. And I thought this bears repeating. So I want to share some of that with you. This is what the meme looked like. Not particularly your most creative layout there, but one of the things it said is, follow your heart. You ever hear Jesus say, follow your heart? I don't believe Jesus ever said that. We do hear that a lot today, don't we? To follow your heart, what does that mean? Well, if your heart wants to do it, if it's something that you really have your mind set on, you know, just follow your dreams, follow your heart, and you know, somehow that's all going to work out magically for you. But Jesus didn't say follow your heart. He said follow me. And in Matthew chapter 16 in verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So denying yourself and following me sounds a lot different than following your heart, doesn't it? It sounds a lot less selfish. It sounds purposeful. And that Jesus has a purpose for you in following him. Take up your cross and follow me if you want to be my disciple. And I'm assuming that we all do want to be his disciples. In verse 21 of Matthew chapter 19, Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, talking to the rich young ruler, go and sell what you possess, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And so we don't see that that rich young ruler did that. He went away sorrowfully because he was a wealthy man. But if he had followed Jesus, it would have been a big change in his life. But he did not do that we saw in the way that story ended for us. And so Jesus says, follow me. The world says, follow yourself or follow your heart. Similar to that is just be you or be true to yourself. And again, I think Matthew chapter 16 is a good place to look at the answer to this. Be true to yourself. And let's think about what that means. I think we all understand what it means. Doesn't it sound so good when somebody says, be true to yourself? Randy, you just need to be true to yourself. Do what it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you desire to do. You just need to do that. But again, you know, Jesus says, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. That's the opposite of what's being said here. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So you're not looking to find yourself. You're not looking to be true to yourself. Look for Jesus. Look to Jesus and follow him and take up your cross and follow him. And another thing that is very similar to this is just believe in yourself. And, you know, We all have seen many, many books on the power of positive thinking, and I think there may be some truth in that. But I'd much rather be around a positive person than a negative person. And you know, and believing in yourself and not being negative, you know, may have some places. But there's something more important to believe in than yourself. And that's to believe in Jesus Christ. You know, John 3:16 tells us to believe in him so that we can have everlasting life. John chapter 14, Jesus said, you know, believe in God, believe also in me. He told his disciples in Matthew 4, you know, come follow me. And so when they saw the things that Jesus did, why did they follow him? Well, they believed in him. They saw the signs that he did. They heard the teaching that he did and knew that he spoke like no other man. And so Jesus is one that could be believed in. It's important to believe in Jesus Christ. In fact, you know, that's much of what we see written in the New Testament letters, especially to those who were Jews, they had to accept Jesus Christ. They had to accept that He was the Messiah. They had to accept that He was the Son of God. There's no other way to the Father except through Him. So don't put all your stock in believing in yourself. Believe in something else. Believe in Jesus Christ. Also, here's something that's said a lot today, and it drives me crazy. Live your truth. And you know what? Your truth implies is that there's a different truth for Rex, and there's a different truth for Randy, and there's another truth for Elijah, and there's a truth for Brendan, and a truth for Jarrell. But whatever my truth is, I have to live that. We see a lot of talk today about, you know, gender confusion, but there's, you know, God has no confusion on gender. There's two genders. There's man and woman. He created male and female. But you can't say that today. Isn't that crazy that you can't say that? Because that is somebody else's truth, that they are not A or B, they are C or one of the other genders that people have come up with. No, we're not here to live our truth. That just flies in the face of what the word truth means. And when we think about truth, it is something. There's a stake in the ground. And of course, you're thinking about what Jesus said. What did He say about the truth? He said, I am the truth. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the light. In John 14, verse 6, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Don't live your truth. That's foolishness. Live His truth. He is the truth. And so do that. And so number five on the list was, as long as you're happy, ... Don't you hear that so much in the world today? And you know how long it took me to find illustrations for each one of these things? Like, I'm really good at Google, but anybody could have found. It was so easy to find slides for this because so many of these things are hanging on refrigerators and hanging on walls. I didn't have to create a single one of these things because these are things that people live by. They'll print this out, they'll hang it up, they'll have it on their phone. And you can find so many versions of all these phrases. Follow your heart, be true to yourself, believe in yourself, live your truth, be happy. And it all sounds so good, doesn't it? How can you criticize something like that, Randy? But it is the opposite of what we see taught in the Scriptures. In Matthew chapter 16 and also in Mark chapter 8, Jesus says this to His disciples. He said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? How do people think about happiness today? Well, many people term happiness on how much they have, how comfortable they are, how big their house is, how they have everything that they could ever want. And Jesus said, even if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, all those things in the world that you think would make you happy don't matter. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 says, calling the crowd to Him with His disciples, He said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? What can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when He comes in the glory of His Father with the holy angels. Whoever made this list of five things picked out some really good things to think about, because these are things that the world puts a lot of credence into, that I want to be happy. I want to live my truth. I want to follow my heart. But when you hear those things, maybe that's an opportunity to expound upon those things. Is that really, really what life is all about? Is living it for yourself and doing whatever it is that makes you happy or whatever you find to be true? No, the truth is Jesus Christ. And the way to God is through Him. And by believing in Him, not yourself, but believing in Him and following His will and being buried in baptism to walk a new life and being faithful to Him. So let's not look at the ways of the world and the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom that we see in the Word of God. If we can help you in any way to respond, we'd invite you to come while we stand and sing.
Soldiers of Christ, arise!
Our God and our Father in heaven, we are so thankful, Father, for this day that you've given us. As we come to the close of this service, Father, we're thankful for this time we've been able to spend together and study of your word, Father, hearing messages brought from your word, singing songs of honor and praise to you. Father, we pray that all that we've done tonight has been in accordance with your word and been done in truth and in spirit. Father, we're mindful of those that are sick, those that are dealing with physical and mental ailments. Father, at this time we pray that your hand will be upon them, and if it be your will, Father, we pray that you return them to their much wanted help. Father, we pray that you be with those that are visiting with us, Father, as they travel back to their homes. We pray for their safe journey. We pray for and thankful, Father, for those of our own number here that have come back safely to us from their journeys. Father, we're thankful for providing that safety to them. Heavenly Father, we're mindful of those that we're mindful of our government, Father, for those that represent us in our government. We pray, Father, that they would all seek after your wisdom, your counsel, and the things that they do, in the laws that they make for this nation. Father, we pray for those in our military, those that are serving in areas of conflict and tension at this time. Father, we pray for their safety, Father, and for their quick return. Father, we're also mindful of those that preach and teach your word around the world, especially those that do so in very difficult situations. Father, we pray for their encouragement. Father, we pray that you would help us, Father, to provide encouragement and support as we can, Father. As we depart this evening, Father, we pray for your continued guidance in our life, that you would help us to recognize Satan and the temptations he puts out there for us, Father, and that we would flee those things, Father, not fulfilling any lust of the flesh, Father. We pray that you would guide us in our lives, Father, and pray that you would bring us back the next appointed time. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.